بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 29, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of Quds Day. In the first part of this speech, Imam Khamenei expressed his gratitude for the Iranian nation for their participation in Quds Day. Even though the Zionist regime is out of breath, it continues to commit crimes and kill innocent people with its weapons. It murders unarmed women, children, the elderly and the youth. It imprisons and tortures them, destroys houses and demolishes farms and property. The liars in European and the US who make extravagant claims about human rights and who created a commotion on the issue of Ukraine keep totally silent in the face of all these crimes in Palestine. Not only do they not defend the innocent people, they also help that bloodthirsty wolf. This is an important lesson regarding the issue of the world of Islam, at the top of which stands the issue of Palestine. We cannot and must not rely on these racist, hostile powers. Only with a power that comes from resistance, which originates in the teachings of the Quran and which arises from the religious rulings of Dear Islam, can one resolve the issue of the world of Islam and the issue of Palestine, which stands at the top of all Islamic issues.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The formation of the resistance in West Asia has been the most blessed phenomenon in this region in recent decades. It was the magnificence of the resistance that was able to cleanse the occupied territories of Lebanon of the pollution of the Zionists, pull Iraq out from the clutches of the US, save Iraq from the maliciousness of the Daesh, ISIS, and assist Syrian defenders in the face of the US schemes. The resistance fights against international terrorism helps the resistant people of Yemen in the war that has been imposed on them, wrestles with the Zionist usurpers in Palestine, and will bring them to their knees with God's grace. It also highlights the issue of Quds and Palestine more and more for the people of the world to see on a daily basis. You people of Palestine, you self-sacrificing youth in the West Bank and in the 1948 lands, you who are struggling for God in the Jenin refugee camp, and you, the residents in the Palestinian camps outside of Palestine, are important, sensitive parts and pioneers of the resistance.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.